Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever.
from John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And our saints for the day, today, August 21st, it's a biggie. He is St. Pius X. He is perhaps one of the greatest popes of the 20th century. Ordained in 1858, he became a parish priest in the Italian region of Veneta. Pope Leo XIII made him Bishop of Mantua in 1884, and in 1893, Cardinal and Patriarch of Venice. He was elected Pope on August 4th, 1903. St. Pius X, also known as Pope Pius X, is the patron saint of first communicants and pilgrims. Born Giuseppe Melchiori Sarto, on June 2, 1835, in the town of Reich, formerly the Austrian Empire, he remained poor his entire life. His most important reform was to publish the first Code of Canon Law, which collected laws of the Church into one volume for the first time. He was known as a pastoral pope, encouraging personal piety and a lifestyle reflecting Christian values. Pope Pius was particularly devoted to Mary. Pope Pius X is perhaps best remembered for his encouragement of frequent reception of communion, especially by children. The second of 10 children in a poor Italian family, Joseph Sarto, became Pius X at the age of 68. He was one of the 20th century's greatest popes. Ever mindful of his humble origin, Pope Pius stated, "I was born poor, I live poor, I will die poor. He was embarrassed by some of the pomp of the papal court. Look how they have dressed me up, he said in tears to an old friend. To another, it is a penance to be forced to accept all these practices. They lead me around surrounded by soldiers like Jesus when he was seized in Gethsemane. Interested in politics, Pope Pius encouraged Italian Catholics to become more politically involved. One of his first papal acts was to end the supposed right of governments to interfere with a veto in papal elections, a practice that reduced the freedom of the 1903 conclave, which had elected him. In 1905, when France renounced its agreement with the Holy See and threatened confiscation of church property if governmental control of church affairs were not granted, Pius X courageously rejected the demand. While he did not author a famous social encyclical as his predecessor had done, he denounced the ill treatment of the indigenous people on the plantations of Peru, sent a relief commission to Messina after an earthquake which sheltered refugees at his own expense. On the 11th anniversary of his election of Pope, Europe was plunging into World War I. Perhaps he had foreseen it, but it killed him. This is the last affliction the Lord will visit on me. He said, I would gladly give my life to save my poor children from this ghastly scourge. He died a few weeks after the war began and was canonized in 1954. His humble background was no obstacle in relating to a personal God and to the people whom he loved genuinely. Pius X gained his strength, his gentleness, his warmness, and for people from the source of all gifts, the Spirit of Jesus. In contrast, we often feel embarrassed by our background. Shame makes us prefer to remain aloof from the people whom we perceive as superior. If we are in a superior position on one hand, or on the other hand, we often ignore simpler people, yet we too have to help restore all things in Christ, especially the wounded people of God. And that's the story of our saint of the day today, Saint Pius X.
Oh, outstanding.
Like he never had a dull moment.
Doesn't seem like it. And tomorrow, our sneak peek for tomorrow is important. The queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So that's going to be that's on the calendar for tomorrow, the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if you're familiar with the rosary, the glorious mysteries, the fifth glorious mystery is the coronation. So if you're familiar with the rosary, then you're familiar with the Virgin Mary as Queen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hell yes. And so that's a big one tomorrow, a very important one for tomorrow. And anytime we get a chance to honor Our Lady, that's always a joyful time. You know what I'm saying there, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. The Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is a biggie. We got two biggies in a row.
Oh, yes. They're all biggies. And we thank you, Lord.
Well, that's right. They are.
For the lives of these precious saints and our church calendar. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the wisdom to have it and to use it. And to experience. You know, following the lives of the saints is an odyssey. It really is. And it's amazing. And so it's living the Bible daily in a very powerful and special way in the lives of the saints. And since tomorrow we're celebrating the Queenship of Mary, well, think about this. All our Catholic priests are her sons, like hopefully all of us are, but in a special way, as the priests, the Catholic priests are a priest of a new kingdom, the Catholic Church. And these priests are Our Lady's sons as well. And so we pray and dedicate these priests to the Queen of Heaven and to our Lord, who has called them. So let's pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Praying for others was central to Jesus' mission. And should be for us, especially the intercession for priests. Pope St. John Paul II, his prayer for priests to our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven, Mother of Jesus Christ and Mother of Priests, accept this title which we bestow on you to celebrate your motherhood and to contemplate with you the priesthood of your Son and of your sons. O Holy Mother of God, Mother of Christ, to the Messiah priest, you gave a body of flesh through the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the poor and the contrite of heart. Priests in your heart and in the church, O Mother of the Savior, Mother of Faith, you accompanied to the temple the Son of Man, the fulfillment of the promises given to the fathers. Give to the Father for his glory the priests of your Son, O Ark of the Covenant. Mother of the Church, with the disciples in the upper room, you prayed to the Spirit for the new people and their shepherds. Obtain for the order of presbyters a fullness of gifts, O Queen of the Apostles. Mother of Jesus Christ, you were with him at the beginning of his life and of his mission. You sought the Master among the crowd. You stood beside him when he was lifted up from the earth, consumed as the one eternal sacrifice. And you had John close by you, your Son. Accept from the beginning those who have been called. Protect their growth. Accompany your sons in their life and in their ministry, O Mother of Priests. Mary, Woman of the Eucharist, Mother and Model of every priest. Like the Apostle John, they too welcome you into their home, as we should all. Help them to conform their lives to the divine teacher who has chosen them as his ministers. May their presence among us be with youthful enthusiasm, be expressed every day in generous adherence to the task of the ministry, and blossom in the joy for the mercy God's work will do through their hands. Amen. And so we dedicate this prayer, St. Pope John Paul II, along with St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests. St. John Vianney said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. Wow. He also said that if you invoke the Blessed Virgin when you are tempted, she will come at once to help you, and Satan will leave you. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. Wow. That's a major task. And so we pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis. And we pray for all the clergy. We pray for all of them. All the religious. They live up to their vows. And hold on to their vows. They hang on in there. And so now, we want to pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Pope Benedict the 16th, he made this prayer for children. O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help me to feel the effects of your mercy, so I may be protected from every misfortune, with you as my guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And Saint Nicholas, the saint with the longest history as patron of children, is St. Nicholas, the 4th century bishop of Myra. And the most popular, one of the most popular saints of all time. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful assistance, your intercession, and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And also, along with you, St. Joseph, along with you, we ask St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony, the whole host of heaven. And Lord Jesus, you are our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. We pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will ever come near their tent. And so we pray for all of our children. And we thank you, Lord, for the great gift of being able to watch over them. And some of you that have toddlers, well, eventually one day they're going to be asking for the keys to the car. So enjoy and take these opportunities to show them the way, our holy Catholic faith, the greatest gift of love that was given.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children, little, bitty children.
They are a precious gift. Thank you for these precious gifts and these children. And now, our segment, Stand in the Gap. We stand in the gap here at Deeper Truth.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And prayer for souls who have recently passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. O God, who has commanded us to honor our father and mother, have compassion in your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that I may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. Incline, O Lord, your ear to our prayers in which we beseech, humbly beseech, your mercy that you would place the soul of your servants, which you have caused to depart from this world into the region of peace and light, and unite in the fellowship of your saints through Christ our Lord. Amen. We beseech you, O Lord, in your mercy, to have pity on the soul of your handmaids. You have freed them from the perils of this mortal life. Restore to them the portion of everlasting salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. And now for our dedications. For the prodigals, adore your Savior, who came to seek and to save the lost. Thank him for seeking your prodigals, that he might save them. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift to you my prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than I do, for watching over them when I can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And for our soldiers and veterans, we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassion. Your compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And for the prisoner, Lord Jesus, you know what it is to be held captive. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. For those in hospitals, we ask that you bless the facilities so that they may be a place of healing and hope for all there. Lord, we believe that you are the source of all goodness and mercy, and we ask that you pour out your blessing upon these hospitals. We ask that you grant our prayer for the hospital environment according to your will. And we pray for those with every need. Dear Lord, Scripture tells us that so many times that people who believe in you are to be kind to the poor and make sure they have enough to eat. We pray that you don't let us forget your command to support children and families in need, and our prayer for the elderly. Father, we pray that you would soften your heart, that we would soften our hearts to our elderly neighbors, that you would stir us to love them in both word and deed. Spirit, move us toward action. Help us to slow down, to take the time to offer care and assistance to those, to our elderly neighbors, for whom daily life has become a struggle. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for those, are for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son in union with the masses said throughout the world today for all the holy souls in purgatory. For sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And we pray for those who are downtrodden, who are suicidal. We pray for those who are held down by addictions. And we pray for those who need deliverance. We pray for your rescue, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and forgiveness. We love you, Lord. And Mike, do you happen to have anything that you would like to add to all of this that we've...
No, it looks like you covered everything.
Well, I hope so, but everybody out there listening out there in Deeper Truth Land, whatever the issues that you might have, pray the rosary. Dedicate the rosary. Go to Mass. To pray and to not give up. Find time. Make time. battle rhythm. That's what I. That's what helps me. Is I you know, in the military, we had a battle rhythm that we had to follow whenever we were out in the field or in missions. We had to do that, and I find that helps me in my faith life to set up a battle rhythm and to try to and to hold on to it and to keep it, to be faithful and to be committed. Get involved. Whether it's church events at your local parish or involved, like here on October the 13th, there'll be 20,000 rallies throughout the country praying for America, praying the rosary for America, which desperately needs. We pray for our government officials that they will use their offices for good and turn back all the evil that we're being faced with. And it's important. We need Jesus. Our country needs Jesus. So I'll end with this song.
Then his love will be.